John chapter 18. John chapter 18. I'm not going to finish this tonight, so don't even, this is just me. We're getting ready to start a series. Amen?
Amen.
John chapter 18. Are you there? Say amen when you are.
Amen.
Once you get that place, I also want you to find Luke chapter 6. So we're getting two places, John chapter 18 and Luke chapter 6. God is good, amen?
Amen.
John chapter 18, starting at verse 28. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium. And it was early morning, but they themselves did not go into the praetorium, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Now, I'm reading from the New King James Version. Yours might be a little bit different, but that's the version that I use, and we'll be using that here at the church. Verse 29. Pilate then went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" Now, I'm just going to insert a little Landryism here. He said, "He is the truth." Now, that's not in your text. I'm just adding that. We're going to talk about it as we go on. They answered and said to him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you." Then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." Therefore the Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death, because that's what we want to do." Because that's what they wanted to what? That's what they wanted to do. If you know the background of the story, they had already arrested Jesus, brought him before the high priest, etc. And now they're bringing him to Pilate, and he's hearing the matter. That the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, verse 32, which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" In other words, I'll talk to you if you want to really know, but I need to know, do you want to hear from me, or you just want to hear from the people who told you about me? Same thing that happens today. When people want to hear about the Lord, do you really want to hear about the Lord, or do you just want to hear something about the Lord? So Jesus wanted to find out, do you really want to know? He goes on. Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight, so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the
truth.
Everyone who is of the
truth
hears my
voice."
Operative verse. Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" I want to talk to you tonight about, and on these next few weeks, establishing the truth for yourself. Establishing the truth for yourself. This ministry has been raised up as a result, really, of a man, Dr. Price. His message of faith and power and prosperity and healing, deliverance, abundance, salvation, sanctification. But in essence, what he's been teaching us over these years is what? The truth. He has taken a position that for him, the Word of God is what? The truth. Not a truth, but what? The truth. Now, that's a definite article. It means that there's no other truth other than that truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Well, if he is the truth, there is no other what? Truth. That means Buddha can't be the truth. That means Muhammad can't be the truth. That means Zen can't be the truth. That means the Baha'u'llah can't be the truth. That means transcendental meditation can't not be the truth. If Jesus said he is what? The way, the truth, and the life, there is no other truth. He's known for teaching faith. Well, why would he take such a position? He's had to establish something for himself to be able to teach faith the way he does. What he has established, and he may have not said it this way, is he's established for himself that the Word of God is what? The truth. And if it's the truth, anything else is a lie. So if the truth said healing is ours, then sickness has got to be. If the truth said prosperity is that which belongs to the believer, then poverty has got to be a lie. But he's established that for himself. When you walk through these doors tonight, each one of you had already established, set in concrete in your own way of thinking, the truth for yourself in some way or another. When you walked through the door, you already had established. In other words, you put it in a concrete position. As far as you are concerned, you think a certain way about certain things. And to you, that's the truth. Amen? That's right. So whoever you are, whatever position you have in life, when you walk through the door, you already have a mindset. Is that correct? Now, what happens is when you start to hear the Word of God, it challenges your mindset. And I'm talking about Christians. Now, we're supposed to be believers, right? So we don't believe in Jesus also. We believe in Jesus only. You know, hear people say, well, you know, I believe in Jesus too. But I don't believe in Jesus too. I believe in Jesus only. Because if he is the way, the truth, and the life, what else is there for me to do? So what else would Dr. Price preach other than faith? What else would he preach other than healing? What else would he preach other than prosperity? Because if the truth said it, and he's a disciple of the truth, what else could he say? Now, you could have been going to church like I had for some period of time, for a long time, but it never established the Word of God as the truth for yourself. Are you following what I'm saying? See, we can go to church, but not necessarily establish the Word of God as what? The truth for ourselves. When I was in that church, as I was sharing with you earlier, the Lord spoke to me and he said, this is not the truth. Now understand, I was in a church. I was in a church when the Lord spoke that. And some people associate church with truth. That's not necessarily the case. Church going and biblical truth are not necessarily the same. So when someone comes on the scene and they are rooted in the truth, they're going to sound strange to you. Why? Because they're not going to entertain the lies that you might entertain. Now, I'm not saying you are a liar. I'm just saying that here's a person established what? In the truth. So if he's established in the truth, anything else that's not in line with the truth as far as that person is concerned is a lie. So why would I receive a lie? I'm not going to what? Receive a lie if I'm rooted in the truth. What's the purpose of church? The purpose of church under the Lord Jesus Christ is to teach people the truth. Now, if they already had the truth, he wouldn't have said, go into all the world and make disciples. The world was already believing something. when Jesus spoke that to the disciples. You familiar with that passage? Go ye into all the world and what? Preach the gospel and make what? Disciples. So that's what it means to make a disciple. A disciple is a disciplined learner. That's what a disciple is. He didn't say go and make converts. He said go and make disciples. Someone who has sat at the feet of someone who teaches and imparts. The teacher who follows the Lord Jesus Christ is supposed to impart what? The truth. That's the purpose of church. That's not always been carried out. So when I walked into that church on April 21st, 1977, I had not come from a place where the truth had gone forth. So my mindset was challenged. Here's a man that says, I always get my prayers answered. I said, now, oh, wait a minute. What's up with that? Now, understand, I'm not revering Dr. Pryde. For us, he's just another man. I just come to church, I told you I was 170 degrees from pastoring. You understand what that means? 170 degrees? Like, pastoring's over here, I'm over here. So Dr. Price didn't mean anything to me. My mindset was already what? Set. But here was a person who was declaring what? The truth that challenged my mindset. Just like what's going to happen here. Are you following what I'm saying? Because I'm a disciple of Dr. Price. Dr. Price is a disciple of the Lord. And the Lord said teach truth. So that's all I want to do. I got no agendas. I am 2,500 miles from paradise. You understand? You know what? Anybody play golf in here? If you were watching Nissan Open, I walked those grounds. Tomorrow, that's my off day. If I were home, I would be there watching Tiger. 68 degrees. Beautiful sunshine. No snow. Now, I got nothing against New York. But I'm just letting you know the reason that Dr. Price would come here, because he does not like cold. He does not. I'm going to give you a whole lot of stories about it when he's gone. Y'all just don't tell him. You know, when he comes to town, I'll be cool. But when he's gone, you know, we'll just tell you, Pastor, we couldn't send you the tape. Something happened to the tape. You know, something happened to the tape. We don't know what happened. You know, Pastor Landry, I don't know, you know. He must have turned the mic off. But what propelled him to travel back and forth weekly for a year was because the truth got hold of his heart. And the truth said, I need to do something in New York. Are you following what I'm saying? He didn't need to establish another church. When you guys come out, and you need to come out, as a matter of fact, I'm going to put my plug in for Fick Wiffum right now. You need to try to make Fick Wiffum. Fellowship of Inner City Word of Faith Convention in July. Whoa, you need to try to make it. God's already done stuff there, you see? So what was the purpose? The purpose was to go and make disciples. People who would what? Walk in the truth so that they would not walk in the lie of the devil. And that's what grabbed hold to Julie and I. So when he asked, you know, did I think about what am I leaving? Of course. I would be lying if I didn't. But he had taught me something. He taught me that I'm in the Jesus Christ business. And so if the truth said to do something, then that's what I'm supposed to do. That's walking by faith. You see, if the Lord had already said something, he said, okay, this is the way to go. I said, okay, Lord, that's what you said. Then I'm ready to go. I've seen him do that over the years. So that's all, as I said, that's all I know. So we are going to be built on the foundation of the truth. Someone may, I don't know if I believe the truth. Fine, no problem. It's all right. You don't have to believe the Bible. The Bible says, what if some did not believe? Shall the faith of those, or shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? It's a rhetorical question. Obviously, the answer is no. But the people who profess to know the truth and be founded in the Lord, if you would, they are the ones who are supposed to proclaim the truth. So when you hear a confession of faith, I can do all things through Christ. Who said that? The Spirit of God caused Paul, if you would, what, to pin the scripture, right? So what else am I going to say other than I can do all things through Christ if I'm going to follow what? The truth. Because to say anything else would be saying a lie. Are you with me? Are you there in Luke chapter 6? So Pilate asked the question, what is the truth? As you are dealing with people from time to time and you begin to share with them what your confidence is in Christ, they will ask you, well, what is truth anyway? You tell them Jesus the Christ is truth. Jesus is truth. And whatever he says about life is so. Well, I don't believe that. Fine, no problem. But if you're rooted and grounded in the truth, they will one day look at your life and say, how'd you do that? How'd you do that? How did a black preacher outbid the city of Los Angeles for the Pepperdine property? When no bank wanted to give him a loan. You know what I'm saying? I've been with him for a long time. So all I know is to walk in the truth. Now, I may not do everything right along the way in terms of, you know, being perfect, but it's all growing. But I know one thing. I know that if it comes to anything, I'm standing on the truth. They said, no, you can't get this property. He said, the Lord said, this is my property. Well, we're not going to loan it. Well, no problem, but somebody's going to give it to me. Because the truth is already what? Spoken. Therefore, we're going to have what? The property. Guess what? We got the property. You'll never be able to build a faith dome. It won't work. You don't have enough money. When we walked into the faith dome, it was already paid for. No, y'all don't understand. $12 million. Now, that's on top of the property, which was $14 million. Already paid for. How did he do that? Do you know where the church is in L.A.? It's a three-quarter mile from Florence and Normandy. You know where Florence and Normandy is? Florence and Normandy, if you happen to watch on TV when they had the latest riots, that's where it is. Now, you mean to tell me that we're going to come all the way here to Manhattan and not be able to do something? But the thing that brought us together was someone standing up who was already what? Established in the truth and would not waver. Now, nobody can set you that way but you. As I was hearing that word, I had, as my mindset was challenged, I had to say, wait a minute, I don't know if I believe that. God says, well, what's your belief based on anyway? You know, like people that don't believe in Jesus, why not? What do you believe in? And why do you believe in it? Well, I just believe God would do such and such. Based on what? When's the last time he spoke to you from heaven? Or are you following what I'm saying? See, the word of God is rooted and it's grounded and it can be traced throughout history and it can be seen in the lives of people. And our faith is rooted in what the word of God says. So whenever we proclaim something, it has to be what? In line with the scripture. So if I'm going to make a confession of faith, it's based upon what the truth said. And Dr. Price has been teaching on faith the last few weeks, right? Over the course of the last year. Well, where did he get the confidence to do that? Because if this is the truth and the truth says we can do something, we are to line ourselves up with it. If we proclaim that Jesus is the Christ. Are you following me? Now, are you there in Luke chapter 6? Turn with me there. Luke chapter 6. We've already seen that Pilate asked the question to Jesus, what is truth? And people still ask the same question to us today. The world hasn't changed. Luke chapter 6, Jesus is making a statement here. And he says in the course of his discussion, he says, verse 46, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my what? Sayings and what? Does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who what? Dug deep and laid the foundation what? On the rock. Now, throughout the scripture, we sung the song years in the rock of ages what? Cleft for me. Well, we know that Jesus, another term for Jesus is the rock, right? So in a sense, Jesus is saying, my sayings, my words, that's the what? The rock. So you're going to have to what? Dig down. Now, digging involves work.
Yes, it does.
If you don't think so, just go out there, get you a shovel and try to go over to Central Park. And what? Try to dig out some of that snow. So the idea that he's sharing with them is that when you start coming to me, you're going to have to dig into the rock. And the rock is Jesus. And Jesus is known as the what? The way, the truth, and the what? And the life. So if I'm going to be established, that I'm going to have to dig into the what? Into the rock. And that rock, again, is the truth. Is that correct? So now notice what he says. He says, he is like a man, this person who hears the sayings of the Lord and does them. He is like a man building a house who what? Dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when, circle that in your Bible. Now, it didn't say and if. It said what? And when what? The flood arose. And the stream what? Beat vehemently against what? That house. And could not what? Shake it. Why? For it was founded on the rock. That's why each one of us has to be established in the truth. We must establish the truth for ourselves. We have to determine, what is truth for me? Where does the buck stop? What would I determine as the standard that governs my life? Because things will come up from time to time that you're dealing with. And you heard the lady who sent in the email. I hope you love me if you're here. I'm going to try to give you a little bit of Dr. Price. I won't give you all of Dr. Price, but I hope you love me anyway. But she said, she began to reflect on, says, no, I'm not going to let the devil, what? Rob me. And she began to, what? Declare. Well, why would she do that? The only reason that she would do that, based upon what the letter said, or what the email said, is that she was rooted in the truth. The thoughts came, they will come. The floods, what? Will come. They're coming, no question about it. But the scripture says that if I am what? Founded in the truth, or the rock, as the analogy is, I will not be shaken. Now, either that's true, or it's what?
A lie.
Now, I found over the years, and having been associated with the ministry, that that is the case. That when you root yourself in the truth, when you dig down into the word, that you can deal with things that come your way and not be shaken. The Bible never said we wouldn't have trials and tribulations. It just says that we would overcome them. Now, the operative or the criteria is that if you are rooted and grounded in the what? That's why it's important for everybody to establish themselves what? In the truth for themselves. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for me. Dr. Price and Dr. Betty, they can't do it for us. All they can do is share with us the truth. Teach the truth. Live the truth. Show us how the truth manifests itself when followed. But they can't establish it for us. That's something you and I have to what? Do for ourselves. And that's what the Lord was saying. He said, those who hear my sayings, what? And do them. Take the truth as it is the truth and not a lie. Act upon it as if it is what? The truth and not a lie. That person will be what? Rooted, grounded in the rock. So when the winds blow or the floods come, regardless of how vehemently it beats against it, it will not rock the house. Now, let's look at the other side. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately, not a little while, and immediately it what? And fell, and the ruin of that house was what? Great. That's why if you listen, I mean, you have, if you're not here, if you haven't listened to Dr. Price's ministry for a while, he says, don't wait till the challenges come to get rooted in the word. You got to be rooted in the word before the challenge comes, because the challenge is coming. It's coming. It comes to everybody. You know the story with Dr. Betty and her going through her challenge with cancer. It came. If there's anybody like Dr. Price says that, my goodness, Dr. Betty. But she was rooted in the truth. When she got the report, the truth came out of her heart. It says, you will not die, but live and proclaim the gospel. It came out of her heart. She didn't go looking for a tape at that time. She didn't go look for somebody's book at that time. She didn't make a phone call to the church at that time. It came out of her heart. And that sustained her. So people would say, how can you go through that? I got the truth. And anything other than what the truth said is a lie. Now, we know people lie all day. Hey, man, you know, they sell you things on a lie. And people buy based upon a lie. People go to jail based upon a lie. People die based upon a lie. But if you know the truth of the word of God, understand, based upon the scripture, God says when those winds come, if you will grab hold to the truth and proclaim what the truth said, or another way of saying it, confess the word over it, the truth will manifest itself. One day she came back to the church and said, guess what? The cancer's gone. Now, I know some people who were not rooted in the truth and they never came back to the church. We did their memorial. But they were in the church. What's the difference? Is God a respecter of persons? He's not a respecter of persons, but he's a respecter of diggers. That's with a D. Just checking to see if y'all are awake. He's a respecter of those who what? Dig into the word and what? Root and build their house what? On the rock. And as a result, as the winds become and the floods become to vehemently come against it, the house is stable. It's not going to move because it's founded on the truth. So he's always saying, get the word into you. Come to Bible study. Get the tapes. Get the books. Not because he's trying to sell tapes or sell books or anything like that. He wants what? To get people rooted in the truth. Because if you're not rooted in the truth, you will succumb to the lie. She wouldn't succumb to the lie. Was the lie forceful? Yes. Coming against her body, just trying to tear it up. But she says, no, the truth said, I'm healed. The truth said, I will live and not die. Well, the doctor said, we don't know if we can go along with that. No, difference, doctor. The truth said. Because she had established the truth for herself in her life. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's what a confession of faith is based upon. It's based upon the truth of the word of God that you've established for yourself. Otherwise, you could be like the sons of Sceva. Remember the sons of Sceva? Well, it's in the book of Acts. There were some, what they call some vagabond Jews, and they were going around trying to cast out demons in the name that Paul preached. Or the name that Dr. Price preaches. The demon came out of the man and whipped them naked. That's a real whooping if you don't know that. Have you ever been in a fight and got whooped naked? Naked? That's not counting your bruises. I imagine, the Bible is real to me. I put flesh and blood on the Bible. You know, I'm going to read the story. I'm trying to taste the dust as I walk through it. You know, walking with the Lord. Because these were real stories. They're not fictional. Bible's not a fictional book. Not for us as believers. For us as believers, the Word of God is the truth. And it's teaching us something. It's telling us what we have to do, what? To walk in the earth realm, to live victoriously. We represent Christ in the earth. That's why the Bible says we are the light. We're not the light because we are all that. We're the light because He's all that. And He's in us, and when we walk in Him, we begin to reflect Him to the world. Now, when they see us, they should see Jesus. Why? Because what's coming out of us is what's in us and reflecting to the world. You can't do that unless you're rooted and grounded in what? The truth. If you're not, when the winds come against you of adversity, they're going to knock your house down. I came home from church one Sunday. I was baptizing people. Where's Quincy? Where's Quincy? Quincy came up to after I got out of the baptismal pool. You know, I was happy, excited. You know, people got, confessing Jesus as Lord, and being baptized. And Quincy said, guess what, Pastor? We just got a call from your neighbor and your house is on fire. I said, my house is not on fire. And Quincy's always kind of kidding, and he didn't smile. So I said, okay. I think I'll go home. See what's happening. So as we're driving, I'm praying in the spirit. I'm believing and rebuking the devil, but it's too late to rebuke the devil for the fire, because the fire has already happened. That's why the firemen at my house, while I'm dumping people in the baptismal pool, baptizing them rather, the devil's baptizing my house with fire. So we get to the house, and nothing like this. You walk into and you got six fire trucks in front of your house, and they got your cats out on the lawn with oxygen masks on them. I'm serious. We had cats and had, oxygen masks on the cats because they were in the house and smoke inhalation and everything. They got, these fire hoses going through the house and everything. And it's like a dream. It's like, no, this cannot be. But it was. And after they, put out the flame and so, Julia tell you, she said, good thing you were standing. Because she said, because she saw her babies out there, cats. I mean, she She just lost it for a minute. Praise God. That's why God gives us two people. And as I walked in the house, because I had been taught the truth, I took my son and my wife and I said, God did not do this. And I said, God will restore. Now, I said that by faith, because I'm looking at a charred house. I don't know how he's going to restore. I just have the truth on the matter. Are you following what I'm saying? And before I walked and I said, you know what, God? I said, Lord, I thank you that you're going to restore this. This is not you. You didn't do this. The devil, and I said, I'm claiming sevenfold that which the enemy has tried to steal from me. Now, about 20 years prior to that, I wouldn't have done that because no one had taught me the truth. But because we had been rooted and grounded in the truth, I could look at that thing and see it from God's perspective. I said, God, you're greater than this. And what the devil meant for bad, you're going to turn around for good. Now, understand, we go to church that morning. Now we have no place to stay. Imagine, go home tonight, and you have no place to stay. You better be rooted in something. Are you following what I'm saying? This is real life, what? Application of faith principles. We got no place to stay. I said, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do this, but I believe you have it. I believe we have a place to stay. I believe everything that you said is true, and I believe that you're going to work this out. So what happened, my friend of ours lived right around the corner. She said, well, you guys come by and stay with us for a couple of weeks or whatever, or for a little while. So we went there, and we stayed for a couple of weeks. And it, you know, situations, people's houses are cramped and so forth. So we needed some place to stay. And I had one suit. All my other suits were in the house. They were all smoke-filled. Now, have you ever walked into a burnt house? If you walk into a burnt house, you have, it's a smell that gets in your clothes. It gets in your hair. It gets in your, you know, it gets in your nostrils. And you have to take a shower to get the smell off. That's when I understood. Now the Holy Spirit said, now, that's what I meant when I said about the Hebrew boys, that they did not even have the smell of smoke on them. I said, God, I claim that promise. I claim that promise. So anyway, the lady that we were staying with, she said, well, she didn't tell us to leave anything like that, but it was just, you know, it was time to do some things different. Just so happened to have a friend who had some apartment buildings. Nice apartment buildings, too. And he had already leased out this one place he had, and he found out about it. He said, you know what, Pastor? You don't even have to worry about it. The person I leased the place to, I'm taking it back. You can stay in this house as long as you want, rent free. Five and a half months we stayed there. The rent for the place at that time, $2,300. How'd that happen? I believe it happened because I took a stance on the truth. And I would not let the lie of the enemy, even though he was trying to perpetrate it against me, come against me. But I declared what the word says. Those are practical what? Application. And in the house, God restored everything in the house. Everything. Paid off everything in the house. All new furniture in the house. Just restored it. Money just started coming from everywhere. Why? Because I was rooted in the truth. Now, I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just telling you that we go through things too. And what we share with you is an application of the truth that's rooted in us. And the purpose of having church is to impart that, so that when you go through things, you'll be able to say, no, I'm standing on what the Word of God says. I believe I'm healed. I believe I have my needs. I believe my family's together. I believe I can do all things through Christ. Doesn't make any difference what the society looks like. God is greater than that. But it's not going to happen unless you're what? Established in the truth. Now, two things happen when you're trying to deal with the truth. You're going to have the world's view, which was Pilate. What is truth? There's no such thing as truth. You know, we live in an age of what we call an age of tolerance. People want you to allow their truth to kind of somehow or another, you know, mix with yours. You know, and they try to amalgamate it all together. But Jesus said, I'm the truth. So if I'm the truth, how are you going to mix me with something else? You know what I'm saying? People try to get all these ecumenical councils and things going along. What, they want everyone to be diverse. Let's be diverse. Jesus' body is diverse, but his word is not. We are a diverse group of people. We come from different ethnic backgrounds and persuasions, but the word of God is not diverse because it is rooted and grounded in Christ. So if it's rooted and grounded in Christ, it can't be rooted and grounded in Sung Young Moon. Oh, you following what I'm saying? That's a dogmatic position that you will have to take. I cannot be a believer and try to allow somebody else to come in and syncretize Christ with them. No, I'll have to take a stance. I'm not mad at you, but I'm a disciple of the Lord. Which Lord? Jesus, the Christ. Now, he said, I am the what? The way, the truth, and the life. Nobody gets to God but by me. So the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has got to take that position. So then the sayings of the Lord become of most importance for them to what? To live by, to act upon. Now turn with me to John chapter 14. Are you guys getting anything out of this tonight? All right, praise God. John chapter 14. I've been alluding to that verse, but I want to go to it so that you can see where it's found. John chapter 14, verse number 6, Jesus is speaking. He says, I am the way, the truth, and what? The life. No one comes to the Father except what? Through me. So, this word truth in the Greek is the word aletheia. A-L-E-T-H-E-I-A. A-L-E-T-H-E-I-A. It's a Greek word. And it means this. It denotes veracity, reality, sincerity, accuracy, integrity, truthfulness, dependability, reliability, and certainty. It is opposite of false and opposite of feigned or fictitious. Now, that's the mindset of the Greeks as the writers penned the New Testament in Greek from Hebrew. And they said, when Jesus said he's the truth, he says, I am the certainty. There's no other way but me. So when we are what? Confronted with situations, circumstances, challenges that come our way, if we are rooted in the truth, we can say, you know what the Word of God says? I know my family has told me I can't do all things, but the truth has told me I can. I know the report from the doctor said that there's no hope, but the truth said, with his stripes, I am healed. I know that my bank account says that there's not enough money, you know, do what I need to do, but the truth says, he shall meet all my need according to what? His riches and glory. In Christ Jesus. That's what I'm holding on to. Oh, you follow what I'm saying? Because that's a certainty. It is not false. It is not feigned. Now, when we grab hold to the word like that, people will begin to ask us, you've been with Jesus. Not that we've been to church, but you've been with Jesus, because there is something in you that's different than what's out there in the world. There's something about you on the inside that lights up every time you come into the room. You don't even have to bring your Bible with you, just walk in the room. Truth is here. Now, I don't mean you to go out there and try to tell your boss, but guess what? Truth has just arrived. They'll be trying to get the job sooner than they thought, Pastor. No, I'm saying your mindset is truth. That's not arrogance. That's confidence, as Pastor said, in what? The truth. And you don't have to back down to the lie of the enemy. Now, two things, as I said, will challenge that. The world's view and the traditions of men will challenge you establishing the truth in your life. The rhetoric of the world, the philosophy, our educational background, our upbringing, all the things that we've been exposed to, because faith comes by hearing, right? Faith for God and the way God does things comes by hearing the word of God. But faith for the way the world does things comes by hearing the way of the world. Because the principle is faith comes by hearing. Now, faith is acting on what you believe. Faith towards God is acting on what God said about a thing. But if you don't have God's word on it, you're going by default have the world's view. Amen. If you don't have God's word on the subject, and if there's only God and the devil according to the Bible in the earth realm, and if God's word is the truth and you don't have that in you, guess what you got in you? Come on with me. You may not want to, but see, when you see truth, it first shines on you before you can give it to somebody else. Is that right? God kind of shines a light and says, hey, let me show you something. If the Bible says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and my words are life and light and all those things that we've heard him say, that means that if I don't have his word in me, whose word do I have in me? Walking around, expounding on the word of the devil and don't even know it. That's why Dr. Price says, watch your confession. You'll never hear him utter a confession or a statement that's inconsistent with the scripture. Now, why? He says, because I'm not going to speak the word of the devil into my life. Well, Pastor, I mean, I haven't been following the word of the devil. Well, if you haven't been following the word of God, what you been following? Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, so the Bible says the word of God is alive and it's powerful and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces to the dividing asunder, soul and spirit, bone and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and the what? Intents of the heart. It means it drops down past the mind. Drops into the heart, starts to open it up and says, guess what? You've been living a lie and don't even know it. Now, let's answer for that. Paul writes in Romans 1. Be ye what? Transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind so that you can prove what is the good, acceptable, and what? Perfect will of God. That means whether I know it or didn't know it, that if I'm walking in the earth realm, operating under the principle that faith comes by hearing, and if all I've been hearing is the way of the world, the only mindset I could have is the way of the what? The world. Not that I wanted to have it, not that I chose to have it, but by default I got it. Are you with me? So now I come to the things of God. I hear a message of faith and power, and I come to church, and I said, man, that's different from what I've been living by. God said, now continue in it. Why? Because you're going to be trans what? Formed. The word transformation comes from a Greek word, metamorphosis. It means to be totally changed. The picture is from a caterpillar to a butterfly. They don't look the same. Amen. That's the mindset. When he says be renewed with the word of God, you're going to come in with one mindset and you're going to leave with another. That's if you what? Dig down. That's if you what? Establish what? The truth for yourself. And you begin to say, this is the truth for me. I'm not altering from that. I'm not deviating from that. I'm standing on the truth. And God said, via the writings of Paul, it says, if you do that, you'll be renewed. And you'll be what? Transformed. How, God? Like a caterpillar moves from a caterpillar to a butterfly. One is bound by the earth. another is free and beautiful. Are you following what I'm saying? And you'll be able to prove what is the good, acceptable, and what? Perfect will of God. So, using Dr. Price's flip-flop method, so if I'm not renewed with the Word of God, that means I'm not transformed, and I won't be able to prove what is the good, acceptable, and what? Perfect will of God. I won't be able to prove that healing is God's will over sickness. I won't be able to prove that prosperity is God's will over what? Poverty. I won't be able to prove that God's freedom or peace is God's will over stress and fear. I won't be able to prove it. Why? Because I'm not rooted and I'm not grounded and my mind is what? Not yet been renewed. So when you find a place that God sent you and you begin to hear the word and you put yourself under that word, what's going to happen is God is going to start renewing your mind. You're going to be transformed and you're going to get in that cocoon process. Now, you can't come out of the cocoon process too soon. You'll look like a freak. Part butterfly, part caterpillar. You can't fly and you can't crawl. And that's what happens to people. They'll come to church and God starts to work on them and the Word of God starts to really put fire to them and they'll leave the cocoon. And they'll go out and go places and they're not yet developed. And they'll be susceptible to the enemy. And the enemy will devour them because they won't be able to have what's necessary to withstand the attack. Are you following what I'm saying? So, and what the devil does is he uses people who have left the church, who got mad at the church and got mad with different people, didn't stay where they were supposed to be, get beat up, and they're going to say, well, you know, God did this to me. God didn't do that to you. You know, if God wanted to get us, he didn't have to come down from heaven. We were already got. Are you with me? I mean, the Bible says God came down. It didn't say we went up and got God. It says God what? Came down. For what purpose? To deliver us. Well, if he came to deliver us, why does he want to kill us? That's right, sis. It does not what? Make sense. Somebody got to me before God did. Somebody started putting stuff in me before God's word got in me. So that's why when God starts to put you in places and starts to show you, he says, no, look, you stay here. You stay rooted in the word because I got something for you. I'm transforming you, renewing your mind so you can prove that my will for you is greater than what the devil's shown you. And the devil says, I've come to, God said that, Jesus said that the devil comes to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. But God says, I have come that you might have what? Life and have it what? More abundantly. Now, either that's true or it's a lie. Now, this man, and I'm using him because he's my example. I mean, you know, I'm not exalting him above God, but the Bible says follow those who follow Christ. Dr. Price and Dr. Betty took a stance and says, no, we will believe this. We will stand on the truth, come hell or high water. We're standing on the word of God because it's the truth. If it's not the truth, then we need to find something else. But we believe it's the truth, so we're going to put our feet down. We're going to stand firm and we're going to see God's word come to pass. And that's why you exist here tonight. Amen. Somewhere down the line, he had to believe God to first get a church in L.A. Are you to first develop a ministry to go on the air so the people in New York could hear it? Had to first over the years, you know, continue to keep that broadcast on television. It cost lots of money to put. But if that's what the truth said, what else am I going to do? We're going to be on TV. And then fulfill what God had called him to do years ago. He says, now's the time to go to New York. Well, God, how am I going to go to New York? You need a plane. Plane? Yeah, plane. That's money. So? Now, see, if you don't, if you're caught up in the littleness of
the world that you live in, it's going to be very hard for you to see what we're talking about. But if we're dealing with God, if we're dealing, turn to somebody and say, we're dealing with God here. Turn to somebody and say, we're dealing with God here. If God said to do it, and he says, all I need you to do is act like what I'm telling you is the truth, I will bring it to pass. Are you with me? So when he comes up, he says, well, guess what? God did it. And not only that, God's given me the strength to come every week for a year. This is not all they do. When they get off the plane, they go to work. When they're on the plane, they're working. Who gave them that strength? God did. What gave them the confidence to keep going? They believed that Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life. And they would not let anything cause them to move from right or left. And if you do that, if you'll stay with that, if you'll walk in that, God will do the same thing in your life. He is no respecter of persons. The Lord says, if you will remain faithful, Al, if you will remain faithful, I will bring you to a place and I will open doors for you. What? One day, Dr. Price said, I need you to come talk with me. I said, either he's going to fire me or he's going to offer me New York. I said, wait a second. And the word of God came back to him. I said, I told you, if you are faithful, if you will be diligent in what I call you to do, you will eat the good of the land. Stand before you as a result of being established in the truth, as a result of the Word of God. I'm willing and I believe God's going to take us to a level that we can't even imagine. We will operate in the truth, and I'm out of time. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Please have every head bowed, every eye closed. We're going to pray. Nobody moving, nobody leaving. We want to pray. Father, we do thank you so much.